Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. ChatGPT is an AI-powered language model developed by OpenAI. It is designed to generate human-like text and generate conversations with applications in various fields, including customer service, content creation, entertainment, and so many more. Pretty much any question that you ask ChatGPT, it can come up with a response to. In today's podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about what it's very good at, what it struggles with, and some of the technology behind ChatGPT. So the technology behind ChatGPT is based on a deep learning architecture called the Transformer Network. This network is trained on a massive amount of text data to understand patterns in language and predict what comes next in a given sentence. So the way this really works is it's automatically predicting the words that should follow the words that were before it. The training data includes a diverse range of sources, such as books, websites, social media. This thing has scraped Twitter, it has scraped Reddit, it has scraped possibly Facebook, and it has been able to aggregate a massive amount of data and train its AI model off of that. When a user inputs a text prompt, ChatGPT generates a response by predicting the most likely continuation of the text. The prediction is based on the patterns learned from the training data, as well as the context of the output. So for example, if the input is a question that you ask ChatGPT, it's going to generate a response that is likely to be a meaningful answer. One of the key strengths of ChatGPT is its ability to generate coherent and diverse responses. So unlike rule-based systems, which have a limited capacity for generating responses, ChatGPT can generate a variety of responses that are tailored to the specific context of the input. This allows for a more natural and engaging conversation, as well as greater flexibility in how you use ChatGPT. One application of ChatGPT is in customer service, where it can be used to provide support to customers in a quick and efficient manner. ChatGPT can handle a large volume of inquiries and respond to customers in real time, freeing up human agents to handle more complex issues. It can also be integrated with existing customer service platforms to provide a seamless experience for customers. And I predict we're going to be seeing a lot more companies popping up with tools like this in the near future. Another application of ChatGPT is in content creation. The model can be used to generate articles, summaries, and even books. This has the potential to revolutionize the way content is created and published, making the process faster and more efficient. Additionally, the model's ability to understand language patterns can be used to improve the quality of existing content. For example, by generating more engaging headlines or summaries. In the field of entertainment, ChatGPT can be used to, among other things, create interactive experiences such as chatbots, games, and stories. So the model's ability to understand and respond to a wide range of inputs really allows it for a more immersive and engaging user experience. This has the potential to transform the way we interact with technology, making it more human-like and intuitive, and specifically allowing it to tailor its responses to the person and the situation, making it feel a lot less like a programmed robot and a lot more like something with actual intelligence. It's important to note that while ChatGPT is highly advanced, it's not perfect. So the model is only good at the data it was trained on. So it may generate responses that are inconsistent with reality or contain biases or inaccuracies. To mitigate these issues, it's important to carefully evaluate the training data and to continuously monitor the model's performance to ensure that it is generating accurate and appropriate responses. So ChatGPT, all in all, is a very powerful language model that has the potential to transform a variety of fields. Its ability to generate human-like text and engage in conversations makes it a very powerful tool for customer service, content creation, entertainment, and a whole host of other things. As with any AI technology, it's important to carefully evaluate the responses that it gives you and make sure that you're always fact-checking them for accuracy and making sure they're appropriate. If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community. Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.